USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The spotlight's on President Trump in southwest France, where today the G7 summit's winding down. And the president's been talking about renewed trade talks with China, telling reporters Chinese officials called twice over the weekend to discuss renewing the talks with the administration. The president saying Beijing is actively reaching out to restart those talks and, quote, make a deal to end the trade war that's been worrying business and government leaders around the world. White House hopeful Senator Bernie Sanders challenging the Senate Majority Leader, Republican Mitch McConnell, to take up gun control legislation that's been sitting dormant.
Stop your cowardice! Have the guts to debate the issues.
He was speaking in McConnell's backyard of Louisville, Kentucky, and this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Pope Francis hoping the world can come together to put out the record fires scorching the Amazon rainforest. He spoke to crowds at St. Peter's Square Sunday, calling the Amazon a lung of forests that is vital to the planet. After 2 years, prosecutors pressing charges for 12 deaths that happened during Hurricane Irma. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Arrest warrants have been issued for four employees of the Hollywood Hills nursing home in Florida. They're accused of playing a role in the deaths of a dozen residents after Hurricane Irma knocked out the facility's air conditioning in 2017. That prompted many 911 calls like this.
We don't have any air conditioning, so I saw her slouch over. I realized that she's not breathing, so I check her. She's just barely breathing, and her fingers are starting to change color, you know, slightly blue.
The head nurse and administrator are expected to face manslaughter charges.
This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Most meteorologists agree that nuking a hurricane would not stop it and could, in fact, make things worse. Axios is reporting that President Trump reportedly asked about the idea of dropping bombs into the eye of a forming hurricane back in 2017 during a national security briefing. And while the White House hasn't confirmed the report, it's not the first time that idea has surfaced. Government scientists reportedly discussed the idea back in the 1980s. Police say a woman kicked a pregnant woman in the stomach during a fight at a Delaware Chick-fil-A. Police say Jada Blake confronted the 21-year-old pregnant woman after the two jockeyed for a spot at the restaurant's drive-thru over the weekend. Blake hit the woman in the head and then in the face and then kicked her in the stomach. Police say Blake knew the woman was pregnant at the time. The victim was taken to a hospital and treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Louisiana is taking home its first ever Little League World Series championship. Yeah, the kids from River Ridge, Louisiana, crushed Curacao 8-0 in yesterday's title game. They are also the first team to ever win the Little League World Series after losing their first game in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.